This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi rahman rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We praise Allah, the Lord of all worlds, in whose hands is life and death. And we ask Him to send His blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, His family members, His companions, and all those who tread upon His path. We have gathered here, it's a sad moment. We have gathered here to witness and to participate in the funeral rites of someone senior from our community, a loved one, a family member, a friend, a relative, in the form of Uncle Naufa. And we seize this opportunity to make a dua for him. And this should serve as a reminder for all of us. He has passed on to the next realm. And I want all of you to reflect and look around you. You see death all around you. And this is the absolute certainty. This is the inevitable reality. This is where we are all headed. As Allah clearly says in the Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall inevitably taste death. We're supposed to gather, we're supposed to participate in funeral rites. Yes, to make dua for the person who has passed away, to seek forgiveness on behalf of the one who has passed away in the court of Allah. Yes, and also it is supposed to serve as a reminder, because we're caught up in this rat race of this worldly life of dunya. We're running behind dunya. But each time we come and participate in a funeral, when we participate during the funeral rites, as we see the body being lowered into the grave, as we take handfuls of earth and throw it into the grave, it is supposed to remind us, it is supposed to help us recalibrate and put our priorities straight, that this worldly life is nothing but a test, a temporary and transitory stage that we are crossing. Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That He is the one who has created death. And He starts off by mentioning death. He's created death and life. Why death first? To remind us that death is the inevitable reality. For what purpose? To test which one of us is best in deeds. In another place, Allah says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ. That we will definitely give life to the dead. So all the dead that you see around you, and eventually we too are going to be a part of them, we will all be given life by Allah. And Allah says, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. That we have recorded all of what you have sent ahead. So the good deeds that you have sent ahead have been recorded by Allah. وَآثَارَهُمْ. And your footsteps. Now this has been interpreted as your legacy, what you leave behind. And this is something that we have to contemplate at this point, my dear brothers in Islam. What is the legacy that you are leaving behind? How do you want the people to remember you? Do you want them to remember you in a bad way or in a good way? In terms of your benefit towards community, in terms of your benefit towards society, in terms of the goodness that you have left behind, in the form of good deeds, good statements, in the form of moving well with other people, helping others. This is truly what life is all about. So it's important that we remember our legacies, we recalibrate, we prioritize, we put our priorities straight. And I would like to conclude with this final point in terms of what we're supposed to do on behalf of our loved ones who have passed away. We have a Sahabi who goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu. He asks the Messenger, Ya Rasulullah, my mother has passed away. What can I do on behalf of my mother? Can I give charity on behalf of my mother? The Prophet ﷺ says, yes, you can give charity on behalf of your mother. And then he goes on to ask, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best form of charity? Now you have to understand that the best form of charity is a continuous ongoing charity. And in that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, establish a water solution on behalf of your mother. So scholars explain, based on other hadith as well, that you can read the Quran on behalf of those who have passed away, starting off with a dua. You should first make dua for those who have passed away. So it is important that we make dua for everyone who has passed away in this graveyard. And then you're supposed to seek forgiveness in their stead on behalf of them. You can make hajj on behalf of them. You can make umrah on behalf of them. You can read the Quran on behalf behalf of them. You can establish sadaqa jariya in the form of an orphanage, in the form of an institution, educational institution, in the form of a hospital, in the form of sponsoring students of the Quran. Because think of it, for each letter that you read, you're getting 10 rewards. So if you establish a sadaqa jariya on behalf of your mother, your father, your grandfather, your grandmother, for as long as that initiative runs, for as long as that investment runs, their accounts will remain active, insha'Allah ta'ala. For as long as water runs through that water solution, for as long as birds drink, for as long as human beings drink, that individual will benefit from that solution, insha'Allah ta'ala. So therefore, this is a very beautiful way of doing something on behalf of a loved one who has passed away. So insha'Allah, let us make dua on behalf of the one who has passed away, on behalf of all of the people who have passed away here. Let us seek forgiveness in their stead. Let us beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and to forgive their sins as well. With that I conclude. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive us of our sins. As we stand here, we have participated in the funeral rites of the one who has passed away, Ya Allah. We're standing under the blazing sun and we make dua unto you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know that this is the inevitable reality that we are headed to, but shaitan misleads us, Ya Allah. Help us to get our priorities straight, Ya Allah. Help us to constantly remind ourselves of the terminal of pleasures, which is death, Ya Allah. You remind us so many times, Ya Allah, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, that every soul shall inevitably taste death. But due to our forgetfulness, we keep forgetting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to recalibrate our thoughts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to get our priorities straight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to look at this worldly life as it is supposed to be looked at, a temporary and transitory stage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to focus on the hereafter, Ya Allah. Al-akhirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the one who has passed away, Ya Allah. We have just lowered him into his grave, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make his grave a garden from the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. Illuminate his grave, Ya Allah. He went through sicknesses, trials and challenges, Ya Allah. Make them a means of purifying him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, admit him into your beautiful and luminous garden of paradise, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, elevate his rank, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help his children and grandchildren make dua for him, Ya Allah. Fill their hearts with patience to go through this loss and pain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with beautiful endings, Ya Allah. Beautiful endings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our good deeds, Ya Allah. Accept his good deeds, Ya Allah. Accept him and elevate him to high ranks of the shuhada, of the salihun, Ya Allah. And likewise, Ya Allah, bless us to be united in the gardens of Jannah with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Bless the one who has passed away and bless all of us to be united in the gardens of Jannah with our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, bless us all to drink from the cool haud, from the cool and purifying fountain through the blessed hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.